This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hi, Doors. Welcome back to Q&A with the Dean. I'm Lauren, and I'm joined by Dean Grisolfi. How's your day going, Dean Grisolfi?
It's going great. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing well. So I wanted to kind of turn one of your Dean's Dinners questions back on you, which is, how did you end up here? And for you, that's at Vanderbilt.
Oh, well, that was clever. I do ask that at almost every Dean's Dinner. I ask our guests, like, tell us our story of how you came to be here. Well, let's see. I actually have been at Vanderbilt twice. So I first came to Vanderbilt after graduate school to do postdoctoral research. And then I came back in 2013. And they're two different stories. So when I was in graduate school, I was studying children's learning, as I do now. But I wasn't sure what about learning I was interested in. And I ended up getting really interested in the ways the kids learn math, which is what I study now. And as I was, you know, reading a lot of stuff, I got really interested in the research that was coming out of this group at Vanderbilt at the time called the Cognition and Technology Group at Vanderbilt. And it was very cutting edge. Remember, this is the 90s. They were doing research with kids on these giant laser, using giant laser discs for kids to like watch these like simulations. I thought it was very cool. And I said at the time to my husband, I said, when I'm done, I'm gonna become a professor at Vanderbilt. And he said, my husband's from New York. He said, absolutely not. There's no world in which I'm moving to Tennessee. I was like, okay. We'll see. So when I was getting close to graduating, I knew I didn't want to be a professor yet. I wanted to do a little more research. And so I ended up getting this postdoctoral position at Vanderbilt with Paul Cobb, who is a math educator. And I was so excited. It was a fabulous 2 years. But then it didn't make sense for me. There wasn't a position for me here, and it didn't make sense to stay. So I left and went to Indiana University, where it did make sense for me to go, and it was a wonderful place. And then I guess in 2012, Paul Cobb called me and said, hey, we have a position opening for elementary math ed. Would you be interested in coming back? And my husband said, no, I am not living in Nashville, Tennessee. He hated the 2 years that we lived here. And I said, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to convince Jason. And so I ended up, obviously I interviewed, I didn't listen to my husband that much. And then once I was offered the position, they spent all of their efforts trying to recruit Jason to decide to come to Vanderbilt. He's not an academic, but they just tried to convince him to come to Nashville. But you know, the reason I wanted to come here in the first place and the reason I came back is because it's actually a really fabulous and unusual group for math education. A lot of the folks here really think about student learning in very transformative ways. I really wanted to be a part of that conversation. When I was a graduate student, I wanted to be part of that conversation. And then coming back here, I wanted to be part of that conversation. And I mean, I've never had any regrets. I think it is an amazing group of colleagues. And then as a professor, also, you work really, really closely with doctoral students. And I knew that Peabody recruits graduate students with like a lot of really interesting experiences and histories. And I knew that that would be very exciting for me. And it has proven to be. My graduate students are like amazing colleagues, and I love working with them. So that's how I came to be at Vanderbilt. The dean position is a little different. I've been here a while. When I had been here like 5 years before I even learned we had a residential colleges program, which is embarrassing since my office is in Wyatt. And so like I was surrounded by the Commons. But anyway, when I found out, I was like, oh, that seems like something I might like to be involved in. That sounds really cool. I like students a lot, and I felt like as a professor, I didn't have quite the kind of relationship with undergraduates that I had envisioned I would have. So I went to an open house to learn about the whole program. And then at some point there was an opening for the dean, and I reached out to the current dean to say, like, I don't know, like, is this something I could be qualified for? I've never been a faculty head, but here's why I think I'd like the position. And she said, yeah, you should apply. And I did. And obviously I got the position. So that was really about wanting to be like more tightly connected to undergrads, which is exactly what the job is all about. I spend a lot of time with undergraduates in my house, outside of my house, right over now. A microphone. Right.
Yeah, awesome. How do you feel like risk-taking kind of played a role in that? Because it sounds like Vanderbilt was kind of, you know, your plan for a while, but becoming Dean of the Commons wasn't, or Dean of Residential Colleges too.
Right. I get bored very quickly, like very quickly. And so it doesn't seem, I think risk-taking is a lot about perspective. So in some ways, I am like the biggest coward ever. I hate skiing because it's too fast. I will not mountain bike because I don't want to go down the hill. Like, there's a lot of ways that I am, like, about physical well-being, I am not very courageous. But I do think when you look at some of the choices I've made, it might, for my academic career, it might seem like, whoa, that was risky. And I guess it doesn't feel risky to me because, first, I do get bored really easily. And as long as the thing that I'm doing has some sort of, like, challenge that I get to resolve, I know it's going to be fulfilling. I also tend to be a pretty optimistic person. And so, you know, in any job, there are things that happen that upset you or things that you don't like about your job. And that's true of being dean. It's true of being a professor. It was true of any job I've had. But I'm usually pretty good at not focusing on those things and focusing on the things that I do like. So I felt pretty confident that I was going to find things that I liked about the job. And if I didn't have to do it forever.
Yeah, that's super wise. So before we wrap up with this segment, I just wanted to ask you, do you have any plans for Thanksgiving break?
Well, yes, but we're not going anywhere. So I don't know if I mentioned this on this series, but my parents live in Nashville and also my in-laws live in Nashville. So we have lots of time with the grandparents and my family. So all four grandparents are coming to our house. And then I have a cousin who lives in Atlanta and she's coming with her partner. So let's have a little family Thanksgiving, you know, that, well, you know, cause you've been there, that dining room table in the dean's residence can handle a lot of people. So
yeah.
We are usually the people who host things.
Nice. Nice. That sounds like a great setup. Well, I hope you have a great break, and you too, Doors. We're signing off for Q&A with the Dean, and we'll see you again after the break.
Hello, Commodores. I'm Saria Muhammad, and I'm back with this week's Commons Calendar. First and foremost, today from 1 to 2:30 p.m., the Women's Center will be hosting a Women Around the World tea in honor of International Education Week. There will be a variety of international teas, so if you are a tea lover, come stop by and enjoy. Tomorrow, Thursday, November the 16th, a kitchen safety demo with Chef Nathaniel West will be taking place at the KC Potter Center from 6 to 8 p.m. Snacks will also be provided. On Friday, November 17th, join the Adam Smith Society for an evening with faculty member Luke Forb for a pre-Thanksgiving dinner taking place at his house from 6 to 8 p.m. If you are a badminton lover like I am, Saturday, November 18th from 3 to 5 p.m., the Badminton Club is hosting an open play at the Rec. All levels are welcomed. Join VKCAON November 19th for their weekly Sunday service at the Divinity School Room G30 from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. On Wednesday, November 22nd, Hankering at Hank House will be taking place from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. On Monday, November the 27th, Life of a Stitch will be holding a crochet meeting from 5:15 to 6:15 at the Wondery, where anyone is welcome to come knit and crochet. Beginners are always welcomed. Going abroad, join the Office of Experimental Learning and Immersion on November 28th from 4 to 5 p.m. to discuss tips and tricks on managing finances abroad. That is it for this week's Commons Calendar. For more content, visit mycommons.life and follow our Instagram at mycommonslife. Enjoy your break. Ciao!
Hi, Doris. Welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. My name is Cynthia, and I'll be your host for the segment. Today I'm here with Melanie. She's majoring in law, history, and society, and originally from Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Cynthia.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so before we begin, let's just chit-chat a little bit. How has your day been going so far? Your week?
My week has been good. I felt like it was dragging a little. I'm definitely ready for Thanksgiving break, yes. But yeah, it's been good.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned Thanksgiving break. Anything fun planned?
Well, I'm going home, so that's fun. I get to see my sisters, my parents. And then for Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to my grandma's house, which I'm very excited about because she cooks amazing food. So, yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I miss, like, home-cooked meals. So that's good. That's good. So tell us a little bit more about how you're feeling after all the recent changes in your life. You know, the drawing cam, changing your major. Can you speak to that, how that has been?
Yeah, so the past few weeks have had a lot of changes for me, like you said. I decided to withdraw from chemistry.
Woo!
Yeah. Which is like, it was a difficult decision to make, a little scary, just because I didn't know exactly what withdrawing meant and what consequences, I guess, that would have for me. But I think right now that I did make the right decision. It just wasn't for me, and I realized that very quickly, that probably the sciences in general weren't for me. So I am happy with my decision to do that because it's just not something that I was passionate about, which made it even more difficult than it already was. So, yeah, and then I decided to change my major. Originally, I thought I was going to major in medicine, health, and society, but I also have, like, an interest in law and justice and activism. I know I definitely want to do something with, like, social justice and activism in my career. And I thought I was going to do that through medicine, but I just think law is a more effective way of doing that for me. Plus, I really like reading and writing geared courses more so than science and math. So, yeah, I think that's the route that I'm taking right now.
Okay, no, I totally feel you. Like, yeah, I withdrew from camp too. That was not going well. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, definitely not being passionate about something that you're like a class you're taking makes it all the more difficult. It's just like, what am I doing here? Like, it's just like really makes you like evaluate your life choices. It's like, what is life about? Like, really, like, what's the meaning of life? Like, why am I here wasting my time? Like, no. Like, chem lab? Please, someone sedate me. Like, I needed someone to sedate me. Like, every time I was going into that lab, like, why was it that hard? Like,
I know.
What? And then I felt so humble. Like, my TA really was so, like, oh, like, you don't know what you're doing? Oh, yes. You're just dumb. Like, okay, this is my first time taking a lab. Like, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Please. No. I don't know. Maybe it's just, Bandy is just so, like, different. I'm like, okay. Some people are built different. Like, some people just really, like, it clicks, and I'm like, okay, I wish that was you, but
yeah,
it's not. We all have our strengths. Like,
I know. No, I was definitely intimidated being around so many, like, STEM-oriented people because that's just not me. I was like, how do you guys know what you're doing, and, like, you're doing it so well, and I'm over here struggling, like, so bad.
No, like, I thought I was STEM, but after that class, I was like, maybe I'm not STEM. And, like, Calc right now is also like, maybe you're not STEM. Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe marketing, maybe HOD, who knows? Yeah. But, but I mean, now that you have more time, do you feel like you're, like, being able to explore different interests?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that I just have more time to dedicate to my other classes. So I think that I'm just more involved in those classes, if that makes sense. And those are classes that I am passionate about because they're like history, English, and African-American diaspora studies. So those are things that I'm passionate about. And so I can just give my all to those classes. While also, like, I feel like I have more time to, like, hang out with friends or just, like, have free time. Or, like, I'm probably going to start working out and, like, running. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just took a weight off my shoulders. So, yeah, it's been good.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Like, I know. Like, having more time is just, like, it makes a difference in the world. I feel like before I really was, like, okay, like, I'm not going to have time to, like, socialize. now I do. Yeah. So it's like, it's, I mean, it sucks that it was like so far into the semester, but like, I just guess like really taking advantage of the time that we have now, just making the most of it. But Can you believe we're like almost done? Like, that's insane.
I
like,
know, it's crazy.
I feel like we just got here. Like, I'm not ready to move. Spring's, oh, I have some thoughts about registration. How did that go for you?
Not the best. So I thought I had everything planned out. Like, my advisor, she's great. She told me basically like exactly what courses I should take, especially now that I'm changing my major. I had no idea like what classes I should take for law, history, and society. So she really helped me with that. And so I thought I had like all my classes lined up. They were all in my cart ready to go. And then yesterday morning when I went to register, like half of them were full.
Oh.
I was like, wait. And it's because like they would say they were open on yes, but then when you went to enroll, it would be like, oh, these seats are reserved.
Oh.
So yeah, I had to take, I mean, I'm fine with all of my classes. They just weren't necessarily the ones that I was expecting to take. So.
No, yeah, I definitely feel you. Like, I definitely had that experience. Like, I was like, no way. There was this one Cal class that I wanted with, maybe some of you listening know, but Professor McAfee, he's like so good, like in calc, and I really wanted him. Tell me why, like, the class got full and the waitlist got full. Like, it was crazy. Like, I was like, no, I'm gonna start spreading lies on, like, yes, like, rate my professor, like, don't take him, he's awful, please. Like, no, people need to start, like, no. Like, I needed that, like, my grade needed that. We'll see how that goes, but yeah. That's crazy. I don't know. Like, I'm excited. Are you excited for, like, spring semester? I just don't know. Like, it's, like, feels so, like, it's just so uncertain. Like, it's just a lot of uncertainty, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know what the future holds.
I know. That's something that bothers me a lot, is not knowing what to expect or, like, what's coming next. But it's also kind of exciting. So, we'll see.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the baseball games. That's going to be the best part. Finally winning something. Yeah. I hate like leaving the football games like midway. It was just like, bro, why did I even get ready for this? Like, I thought we had a chance. It's just get disappointed all over again. Like, oh my gosh.
No, like, us leaving at halftime every game.
I know. It was like, oh, I don't know why we thought we had a chance. Like, well, yeah, I guess delusion carries over into multiple areas in my life. But like, what? But like, no. But do you think you see yourself like being more involved spring semester?
I think so. I want to join some more organizations. I don't necessarily know which ones. Right now I'm part of the NAACP, which is really fun. But there's also the National Black Law Student Association, which I'm a member of, but I'm not super involved. So I want to get more involved with that. And then I don't know, maybe some more like recreational things, maybe club, sport.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Wait, you could probably start one like softball. What if you started one? That would be awesome.
I was
awesome.
Thinking about that, but like, that's a lot of work. I don't know.
I feel you. But who knows, Melanie, future. Wait, is that even a position? Like softball, like club president? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you'll make one. It's fine. Okay, but to end, I mean, not that we were not talking about positive things, but like something more like insightful, what's one piece of advice like you would give to your future self now that the spring semester is so close?
I would tell my future self to not worry so much about where you're going to end up at. Just trust that there's a plan in place and things usually work out if you just apply yourself, and definitely to just jump into things head first as far as like assignments go. Like,
oh my
gosh,
yes.
Bad about procrastination and like getting things done like right as they're due instead of way ahead of time, so you just have more time and less stress. So I think this semester I've been learning like how to study, how to manage my own time. So now that I'm better at that, I think that it won't be as big of a problem next semester.
No, I definitely feel you. Like, I feel like I learned a lot of things this semester. Like, even though it was rough, like, I feel like a better person. Like, I don't know, like, I'm more, like, much more prepared. Like, now, like, yeah, for like the assignments, like you said, like definitely start them early. Like, I don't know why, like, the like day before and day of is not gonna work anymore. Like,
yeah,
that worked in high school, but not now. Like, definitely, I feel like it's just like having a more structured plan. Like, people kept saying that to us, like in the like orientations, they're like, just have your schedule and all of this. And I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, now I'm like, too. Oh, actually, you were right. Like, I needed that.
Yeah. No, I definitely thought like the rules didn't apply to me. I was like, right? I don't need like all this organization. I can just remember like the assignments that I have coming up. I'm like, no, you can't.
I know. Like, I'm like, okay, not to like be like super like boastful or anything, but like I really like before, like I thought I was like the exception to the rule, like,
yeah,
things like for like other people in like in high school, like, okay, I don't need to do all that, like I got it. But like now I'm like, oh, maybe I need to like sit down and really reevaluate things, like is not working out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like definitely that's something to keep in mind. But that's, I feel like that's such good advice, like for all of us listening. This just like definitely like I feel like being unsure and like I feel like letting things like get to you, like I feel like you can get so bogged down in like feeling unsure about something and like letting that like I get like keep you like, you know, like what's it called, like paralyze you. Mm-hmm. You know, and not like be able to like look like to the future and like move forward. But yeah, like that's definitely something to keep in mind. Those are really good advice. That's really good advice. Thank you, Melanie. Okay, that was all for the Human of the Commons interview. Thank you so much, Melanie, for chatting with me today. And thank y'all for listening. Make sure to stay tuned next week for another episode of the Commons Cast.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast app.